Hello? Hello?
Yes, this is, yeah, my name is Taisha. Give me a call back from customer service. How may I help you?
Yeah, say, I had a charge from you guys. I don't know what it's for.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to take a look at it for you. Could I have your zip code,
Yeah.
please?
55304.
Thank you for that. And could I have your first and last name?
Dan, Dan, Wingie, Winge.
Bear me just a second, see if I have an account for you.
There was two charges, and I think one was shipping thing.
Bear me just a second. Could you spell that last name for me again?
Winge.
And what was the first name?
Dan.
Dan. I'm still here on the line. I'm still trying to pull up an account for you. I don't see anything pulling up for your name yet, but just bear me one second. I'm gonna look at something else. On the transaction, did it have like an order number or something on it? Or maybe I can
Well, it
look on.
says XX7264DDA purchase extraordinary quality GA, and then your phone number, NY, New York. It must be a zip code or something. For $68.89. It could be under Daniel Wingie. I mean, I put something on a credit card to get something a while ago. You charged me also $6.95. This was through Xfinity, and it was for something I was on to get a laptop. And then all of a sudden, you guys charged me $6.95 on November 29th. And it said for shipping.
It was just for us. Give me the zip code one more time, please.
That's on the thing. Let's see here.
The zip code that associated with your
Okay, it
address.
says extraordinary quality GA 866-202-9938, and it says NY, and then it says 7528. There's a bunch of numbers after New York. It says 7528187-4233.
All right, just verify your social security number one more time. Was it 55304? I mean your zip code, I'm sorry.
55304, yep.
55304. And
And just let me go back here a second. Hang on. So, are you support at Try Perfect Shop Discount?
We are customer service. We support a lot of different items. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe
that. Here's an order number on, and you guys charged me under this. This was a while ago.
Okay. What's the order number?
681-08-7648.
Bear me just a second, please.
Yeah.
Okay, is it possible that it can be under someone else's name?
No.
No one else's
name?
Well,
you guys, how could it be under someone else's name? You charged my credit card. You could try this. Try looking under DW Construction.
Okay. And did the charge just come out of your account, or how long ago did it come out of your account?
It came out of my account on December 5th, 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Or 3 days ago, December 5th for $68.89.
I'm still here just looking for an account for you. Just a second. Let me see if I can find anything over here for you. Okay, what's the last four of the credit card number?
Hang on here.
Okay.
All you gotta do is stay in training.
Two six four one. It's not a my Midwest One bank card, business card.
Okay. We can see. And he said it was charged December 5th.
I'm looking at my bank statement right now. On December 5th, 2022, for $68.89, says the purchase extraordinary quality, GA, with your phone number under it, or the number I called.
Yeah, even with the last four digits of the credit card, I'm not pulling up anything for you or that credit card came up or nothing. So I'm not.
Well, how could you guys, you charged my card.
To see if somebody else used your card. Leave the four in there and go to the first six.
Okay, could I have the first six of the credit card as well, sir?
The first what?
The first six.
First six?
The first six numbers of the credit card. Because
okay,
several
five,
names.
5-1. All right. 5-1-9-6-8-2.
Is nothing showing with the first six or the last four with your name, with your zip, nothing popped up for your name or anything.
Well,
I'm not finding anything showing that we charged you.
Well, it's right on my bank statement here.
Bear me just a second. Let me speak with my supervisor and see what she says, because at this point, I'm not showing anything with your name on it.
Okay. It could be under Daniel. Will that make a difference?
No, sir, because I even put in the last four of the credit card number in the first six that you gave me, and nothing's pulling up at all.
What was the last four you got?
I erased it out now, as he told me.
Oh.
One second. Okay, are you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding so patiently. After speaking with my supervisor, like I stated before, I didn't see anything with your first name. You can put in your first and last name, your zip code, the first six of your credit card, or the last four of it. So she just advised me that you call the bank back and see if it's a different number, because if I'm not showing anything in our system, we're not charging you, and it's nothing I can pull up for you because I don't see your name anywhere or account associated with your name or your card anywhere.
Well, how can you be on my bank and say that?
I'm not for sure, sir, but sometimes the lines are crossed. I was told, like, if it's a smaller charge, instead of getting the number from the higher charge that you got charged from, ask for the number where the smaller charge is, to see if it's a different number. But as now, we don't have, I don't have anything filling up for you.
Well, how can, all right. Why would they, how could they do it with your name?
What was that?
How could your name be on the, my bank statement?
We don't have a specific name. We service several products. Like, we service over 150 some products. Like, so I'm not sure if it could have been from us or it could have been someone else serving that same product, or I'm not sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for calling Customer Service. You have a nice rest of your day.